coming up right after these latest world news headlines. News.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State says we can talk, but stop firing the missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best step North Korea could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests. Tillerson's comments came following a meeting between the top diplomats of China and North Korea.
We're not going to give someone a specific number of days or weeks. This is really about the spirit of these talks, and they can demonstrate they're ready to sit with a spirit of finding a way forward in these talks by no longer conducting these missile tests. So this is not, give me 30 days and we're ready to talk. It's not quite that simple.
As to when the economic bite from the sanctions might finally sink in?
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken, that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
In the meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said that it would closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The United Nations says it's looking into reports insurgents have massacred dozens of people, mostly civilians, in northern Afghanistan. The provincial governor accused the Taliban insurgency of torching houses of civilians and killing more than 40 people, including women and children. The victims belong to the minority Shiite Hazara community, and some of them were reportedly beheaded. This is VOA News. Russia says the U.S.